Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. We're live on CLTV. We're live on my Facebook page. And we're live on 720 WGN in studio. I haven't seen him in such a long time. It is dog expert. Can I call you that? Steve Dale, it's good to see you, man.
You can call me whatever you want, just so you scoop afterwards.
Can you tell people to pick up their poop during the wintertime?
They
feel like if they're walking their dog, it'll freeze and everything will be fine.
I don't understand that.
I mean, get it.
They feel that when the snow melts, magically, poof, the poop disappears.
Yesterday I took a walk. It was beautiful
out.
And literally, I was on the sidewalk and I'm thinking, oh my, this is all, not to be gross, it's on the sidewalk. What is going on?
I don't understand why people do not. I don't understand. And it happens at this time of year more than any other time of year. So people sometimes leave it in the summer. But I think people actually think that when the snow melts,
it'll just melt away.
Yes.
It stays there. And, you got to pick it up.
There's organisms in it that aren't good for kids. They aren't good for pets. You need to pick up. I mean, it's your responsibility.
It
if you're a dog owner, I say scoop the poop. There is no poop fairy.
I want to ask you, I have a dog, and I want to ask you about dog booties.
Oh, sure.
Do you have to buy the booties for the dogs? Because when we were growing up, we never had the booty. And the dogs are fine. Why do we have to put the booties on the dog now?
I hear you have no problem getting the booties, but there is a problem.
Do you put the dog booties on your dog?
Well, we should more than we do.
Okay.
So there are several ways to deal with the cold and the ice, and the dogs really do hurt. So they're not doing that little dance that they do because they're making salt
in their paws.
Yes,
right?
They're not making like Britney Spears to entertain us. That salt really gets embedded, or little ice balls sometimes. They really get embedded in the paw pads, and it hurts.
Okay,
and that's what that dance is about. So there is salt you can get that is pet friendly.
I bought it at Jewel. They had it on sale, $9.99.
Yeah, and it's better for the concrete, also, I'm told.
Okay.
So it's a good thing anyway. As far as the little ice balls go, the best way to prevent that are the little booties. But there are other possibilities. So one, the no-stick spray the Pam, I think is the big brand name, right, that you use for frying pans and stuff.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You spray, right.
Put that on the paw?
You can, yeah.
Wait a second. You want me to spray Pam on my dog's paws before we go out? Really?
That's one way. Or Vaseline is another way, a little bit of Vaseline, because that way the ice balls don't get in there. And there's a product called Musher's Wax, which is the best choice of all. It's a commercial product that does the same thing. It's kind of like a Vaseline type thing.
I like the Pam spray. I never thought of that. But don't you think he's going to be licking his paws?
Well, if you buy the butter flavor especially. I may be licking the paws.
Yes. Leave paw prints on your hardwood floors with the Pam.
Is it uncomfortable for the dogs when they put the boots on?
Well, so a dog that's habituated to it. So it used to be like, oh my gosh, who would do that? That's such a not so macho thing to do, right? It turns out the sled dogs, and they're canine athletes, as hardcore as they come, they wear booties. You know, the Iditarod dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wear little booties.
Okay.
You know, so if they're good enough for those dogs, they're good enough for my dog or your dog.
Can I just ask a question? I mean, when I go out in the wintertime, I'm uncomfortable. It's cold. My back hurts. My shoulders are tight. Why does the dog have to be comfortable at every second? Can't the dog just be uncomfortable and you guys are good with it? I mean, why does it have to...
You don't care about your dog?
Well, I don't... Doesn't he
I care dog? About my dog.
He can struggle a little bit in the wintertime.
No, he's not going to struggle.
Wow.
No.
I
don't even understand
what is wrong
with
you. Are you a dog hater?
It's too much effort. The paws, the this, the that. Just let him go out. He'll be fine.
How about a sweater? How do you feel about just a sweater?
Too much. Just let him. He'll be fine.
No, sweaters are really important, actually. So for very small dogs, like little toy dogs, or for the any of the sighthounds, having something on is exceedingly important.
They need a coat.
They don't shiver to entertain you. They shiver because they're cold.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They need a coat.
This is so exciting. We have, so I have, as Andrea knows, pretty much a perfect track record this year. 11 months so far, we've adopted out 11 dogs with Cochran.
And
so
very quickly, too.
Very often.
Before the show is over,
pretty much.
Yeah.
However, the pressure is on because this is number
12. What are you doing
12.
To me here? I love this dog, by the way. If I could get a second dog, I mean, this dog is fantastic.
So phenomenal. Emily Kleem is here from South Suburban Humane, who will tell us about a dog named Turkey.
Yes. So Wild Turkey is his full name.
Wild Turkey.
Name. Yes. He's about 2 years old. We pulled him from an overcrowded shelter in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where they have so many dogs that they euthanize healthy, adoptable dogs. So we pulled him up here, and he is actually the last of the group that we pulled to be adopted. So he's been with us since December 6th, and we think maybe it's because of his exuberance. That's the word we're using. He's high energy, but he loves dogs. He loves people. You see, he's been, you know.
It looks like a black lab. Is it a lab mix?
Yeah.
Because labs are very excited. They always get excited, don't they?
It's a very typical characteristic of the breed, for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, we think he's mostly black lab. He might have a little bit of pointer in him, especially the way he was reacting to the pigeons his first time in the city. Maybe, you know, he's got a little bit of bird dog in him. But, you know, he would be great for a family that likes to go out for walks, you know, likes to run around, maybe with tweens who are super active. I think he'd be, you know, he'd run off a lot of that energy, and then he'd climb up on the couch and watch Netflix.
This is what I love about Wild... This is what I love about Wild Turkey. Hasn't barked once since he's been here, even during commercials. Not barking. That's what you want. You don't want a dog barking all the time.
No. And he's house trained. He's crate trained. Steve
really?
Was getting him. You can go on Steve's Facebook page and see the video earlier. He was sitting for treats, laying down for treats. So,
he's so good. And he loves to play. He's the type of dog you go over and he wants to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
He's sitting at your feet right now. This is a phenomenal animal. Phenomenal animal.
You need a dog?
I do, but...
this is a Mark Carman dog.
I don't have the time to do it. Somebody should take this dog. It's a
I'm
great,
not sure
nice
there
guy.
Is a Mark Carman dog, to tell you the truth.
It was easy there, Steve. I've had roommates, I've always had dogs. The dog loves me the most of anyone in the house.
Of course.
There's no question about that, but me alone.
No question about that.
The dog went outside, and I didn't put the paws on, and the dog was fine, and he lived.
Spray some Pam.
Pam.
How can people adopt this dog? This seems like the perfect dog. Too good to be true.
Right. And we have lots of dogs like him at our shelter. It's located on West End Avenue down in Chicago Heights, so we're down in the south suburbs. Our website has all of the information about adopting him and the rest of the pets. It's southsuburbanhumane.org. We also have a really active Facebook page. So you can go on there and check out everything that's going on. Or our shelter is open tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So the dog looks like a black Labrador, essentially. Kind of slim, just a gorgeous coat.
He really is.
Just a shiny,
great coat.
Gorgeous
you don't need
coat.
To put a sweater on Wild Turkey.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, because
Wild Turkey is kind of fun. Fun is the best word to describe this
that's
dog.
That's a great word,
and
yeah.
very sweet also. And I have exciting news, or better yet, Emily does, about a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you about that.
So the only place in Chicagoland to see a documentary called A Southern Fix is January 16th, which is a Monday. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. It's at 7 p.m. at the AMC Schererville, 12. Basically, some documentarians wanted to explore the reason why we are euthanizing so many healthy, adoptable dogs in this country. We're killing 3 million a year, which is roughly the population of Chicago. So if you can wrap your mind around that. Every year. So they wanted to look at all the reasons why. And so the movie is an exploration of the solutions. It's not sad. It is sad, but it's really focusing more on what we as the city of Chicago, what we as a country can do to solve this problem.
Right.
So we want everybody to come out. You can get tickets through our website or through our Facebook page.
And you can adopt Wild Turkey through your website again.
Give your
website again before we go.
Yeah. SouthSuburbanHumane.org.
Okay. This is a great dog. Steve.
Yeah.
I want to go
is.
12 for 12 this year.
I know. So it's all on your shoulders
Potty
now, but
trained,
I think we can do it.
It's a mellow dog. Doesn't bark. Well, it's not a mellow dog. It's a very excitable dog, but
a fun dog.
Potty
I mean,
trained
really.
Is your most of your your battle right there.
So if indeed you have an active, whether you're active, like you're an outdoorsy type, you like to be out and about and to run around. The dog is also very social, great with other dogs, great with people of all ages, which is really important. But if you have tweens, as you said, I mean, that can tire this dog out, and mom and dad, if you have tweens that you want to have tired out, here's a dog that can help you do that. So it works on both ends. And also a very affectionate dog. So this dog can, as we just saw, just kind of hang out and just loves to be
We'll put
loved.
It on our Facebook page, too.
That would be great.
Steve, great to see you again.
It's always good to see you, Pete. Thank you so much.
Emily, thanks for
Thank
coming
Thank you
in.
So much for having us.
It's 720 WGN.